USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over 50 illegal immigrants were found dead in San Antonio Monday after they were trapped in an abandoned tractor trailer without water or air conditioning in an attempt to illegally cross the border. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says that the Biden administration's policies cost these illegal immigrants their lives.
This is where we are. This is an administration that is a culture of death. Every policy that they have results in death.
Two Mexican citizens have been charged in connection with the case. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer will formally retire at noon Eastern on Thursday. That'll follow the release of the remaining rulings at the end of the High Court's term. Breyer writing a letter to the president saying it's been a great honor to be a member of the court since 1994. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
President Biden is announcing an increased military presence in Europe.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployment of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops deployed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
A Texas legislative committee is back at work interviewing witnesses to last month's deadly school shooting in Uvalde. It's led by State Representative Dustin Burroughs.
Thus far, this committee has interviewed 21 different witnesses. We are scheduled to interview 9 today.
State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, is suing the Department of Public Safety for denying him access to public records. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Michigan Supreme Court is making a ruling regarding charges related to the Flint water crisis. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
The Michigan Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that indictments against former Governor Rick Snyder and 8 other people in the Flint water scandal were invalid. However, State Solicitor General Fadwa Hamoud appears to be ignoring that ruling, saying she's prepared to prove the allegations against them. Tuesday's ruling by the court wipes out those charges. The Supreme Court said state laws authorize a judge to investigate, subpoena witnesses, and issue arrest warrants as a one-person grand jury, but they do not authorize the judge to issue indictments.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is proposing a $25 million fund for out-of-state women to visit New York to get an abortion. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis says although many New Yorkers may be pro-choice, she doesn't believe they want their taxes to fund what she calls abortion tourism.
We believe that people have to protect the taxpayer money. We are seeing record budget in this state. It is completely fiscally irresponsible.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Powerball jackpot for Wednesday's drawing is an estimated $365 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.